That brought more laughter from the Lannisters, more curses from Rob. Sir Roderick's face was beet red with fury under the white of his whiskers. Theon kept Rob locked in an iron grip until the princes and their party were safely away. John watched them leave, and Arya watched John. His face had grown as still as the pool at the heart of the Godswood. Finally he climbed down off the window. "The show's done," he said. He bent to scratch Ghost behind the ear. The white wolf rose and rubbed against him. "You'd best run back to your room, little sister. Septa Mordane will surely be lurking. The longer you hide, the sterner the penance. You'll be sewing all through the winter. When the spring thaw comes, they'll find your body with a needle still locked tight between your frozen fingers." Arya didn't think it was funny. "I hate needlework," she said with passion. "It's not fair." "Nothing is fair," John said. He messed up her hair again and walked away from her, Ghost moving silently beside him. Nymeria started to follow too, then stopped, and came back when she saw that Arya was not coming. Reluctantly, she turned in the other direction. It was worse than John had thought. It wasn't Septa Mordane waiting in her room. It was Septa Mordane and her mother.